This is KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Spread across four galleries at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art, a new exhibit features the digital works of a Japanese artist. The show marks a return to the U.S. for Tatsuo Miyajima. It's his first solo exhibition here in more than two decades. His art is instantly recognizable. Just look at any stopwatch or scoreboard and you'll see the digits at the heart of Miyajima's work. Standing in front of one of his glowing installations, we spoke to the artist.
We're in front of a piece called the Time Waterfall. It kind of looks like the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey. It's just this big black rectangle, but sort of gently cascading down are numbers in this sort of purpley tone. And consistently, it's numbers 1 through 9 that appear in any random order, but you never use the number 0. So I'm curious, why are these numbers cascading down, but there is no 0 there?
I don't use zero because it really represents death and kind of darkness. So when the screen goes blank, that is essentially a signifier of death. 9 to 1 being lit up and cascading is really a symbol of life. And this particular piece, the fact that they're 9 to 1 and then there are flashes of black, really indicates this cycle of life and death.
All right, well, let's go look at the other piece in the other room. Now, we've come into this other room across from the Time Waterfall, and it's very dim in here and dark and, again, very calming. And on the ground is this big black floor with just hundreds of individual red numbers flashing. Some of them are moving, others are quickly counting down or up. It's blinking, and it's something to take in. I'm wondering, when it comes to this piece and another one in the show, a lot of the color scheme is red. Does red play any significance in the art?
For me, the red lights really, the color red speaks to things like fire and things like passion. And it also really attracts the attention of the viewer. So it is a really useful color to give expression to what I'm trying to give expression to. That being said, nowadays there are blue LEDs, there are white LEDs, and I have been incorporating some of these other colors in my work.
Broadening the discussion from just color to LEDs, why light? Why is this your medium? How did you discover this and decide this is how you wanted to express yourself?
So as I mentioned before, I'm very interested in this life and death dynamic. Light is really perfect for this, which is to say that the light-dark dichotomy is really perfect for this. This contrast when light goes out signifying death. This is really why I've chosen to use light as my main medium.
You've been doing installations like this for decades. As technology has advanced and become computing power gone up, has that influenced or changed how you work and the designs you come up with?
Really, for me, the concept is the most important thing. But if the technology allows me to express myself in the way that I want to express myself, then I'm quite active in taking up new technology. For example, in the next room, the Ku wall piece is actually using AI, and it's doing so to express a really complex relationality. And this is why I've ended up using it.
Let's go look at that last piece. So this is noticeably different from the other ones. You really can't see any of the diodes of the lights. It's just a smooth black screen, basically. And there are, again, red numbers flashing, blinking, counting slowly, appearing at random. And you said this piece includes AI. Can you explain how it's working here and how you've integrated the technology into your art?
So as you can see, this piece is a bit different from my other pieces. The numbers will, for example, suddenly pop up, suddenly black out, and they appear quite differently than in my other work. And this is because the numbers are actually relating to their neighbors. There's really no control from above. When they appear, when they disappear, is actually controlled by, well, them themselves. And so it's impossible to predict when things will pop up and when things will vanish because it's so complicated, because the numbers are speaking to one another.
How did you allow for the numbers to relate to one another and then decide their own fate?
So actually, I have a friend who's in the life sciences at the University of Tokyo, which is a very prestigious university in Japan, and he's in their bioengineering department. And I actually went and I talked to him about this, and he made me this program. which I'm grateful for, but I also don't really understand myself.
We've been speaking with Tatsuo Miyajima. Appreciate you showing us around the gallery and showing us your art.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Tatsuo Miyajima exhibit runs through April 5th at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art.